song I will sing unto God a new song. Sing unto God and we'll all sing along, all the earth a new song unto God. Sheerul Adonai Kol Haaretz. Sheerul Adonai Shir Hadash. I will sing unto God a new song.
There are many seats up here in the front. So if I offered you a discount on your dues, would you move forward? Treasurer says no, but please feel free if anyone wants to come forward or move closer to get, you know, extra leg room. We would love to have you closer. Welcome to our second service, the Shabbat. We are delighted that you have all come to share Shabbat with us. This life Shabbat, as we conclude our year of welcoming you, learning together at our Jewish university. And we are delighted that you're all here, and we're ending this evening with a discussion of books, which seems appropriate after a year of learning together. I welcome you whether you came because you have joys or an anniversary or a birthday to share, if you are praying for someone who is ill or mourning. I welcome all those who have found their way into our sanctuary, and this might be the first time or the first time in a long time. We're thrilled that you're all here. And so we will start with our prayer of welcome on page 5. Together, we enter this sanctuary to welcome Shabbat. Within these walls, we sit surrounded by numberless generations. Our ancestors built the synagogue as a visible sign of God's presence in their midst. Throughout our long history and our endless wanderings, the synagogue has endured a beacon of truth, love, and justice for all humanity. Its presence guided our ancestors to lives of righteousness, holding up to them a vision of their truest selves. Now we, in our turn, come into this sanctuary to affirm the sacredness of our lives. May we enter this place in peace. May holiness wrap around us as we cross its threshold. Weariness, doubt, the flaws within our human hearts, the harshness of the weak, let these drop away at the door. In the brightness of Shabbat, let peace settle upon us as we lift our hearts in prayer. We welcome one another this Shabbat, and we welcome the angels of Shabbat with Shalom Aleichem, the traditional, old-fashioned Shalom Aleichem, on page 10.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Hasharet, Malachei Elyon, Mi.
Me.
candle lighting can be found on page 12. It's my pleasure to welcome the Kleins and the Rappaports to light the Shabbat candles for us. Two generations of this wonderful family.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day. And in summertime, the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and lists. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
We continue with the Reader's Kaddish on page 15 together. Yit gadol v'yit kadosh shemei rabba v'alma divra firute v'yamlif malchute v'chayechon v'vyomechon v'chayech dechol beit Yisrael. Magala, magala, uvisman karib, veyimeru amen. Yeheshmei rabam mevorach, le'alam le'alme amaya, yidbarach, yidbarach, veyishabach, Veit pa'ar, veit ramam, veit naseh, veit adar, veit aleh, veit alal, shemei dekudesha berifu, le'edha min kol birchata, veshirata, tushbechata, venechemata, Damiran Biyama Leimeru Amen.
Please rise for Baruch Hu, page 17.
Bye.
be seated. Bottom of page 18. And God said, let there be light. This first light God made before the sun and the stars. God showed the light to David, who burst into song. This was the light Moses saw on Sinai. At the creation, the universe from end to end radiated light, but it was withdrawn. And now it is stored away for the righteous until all the world will be in harmony again, and all will be united and whole. But until this future world is established, this light, coming out of darkness and formed by the most secret, is hidden. As we have been taught, light is sown for the righteous. Bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We, in turn, continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings.
May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel
and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah. The middle of page 21. Some people cover their eyes for the Shema in part to focus intently on the meaning of this declaration of faith. We are too easily misled by sight, by the flash and the dazzle of things around us. To listen within is the secret of the soul, and by covering our eyes, we seek to do what the prayer commands. Listen. Listen to the harmonies of the world, to the stirring of each individual soul. Please rise for Shema.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Maruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
You may be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol me'odecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha beveitecha, uv'lechtecha v'aderech, uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha. Ukshar tam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtav tam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, sher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiot lachem lelohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Bottom of page 23. Love God with every heartbeat, with every breath, with every conscious act. Keep in mind the words I command you today. Teach them to your children. Let these mitzvot guide you along the path of life. May they instruct you in your daily tasks. Keep them in the forefront of your vision. Place them at the doorway of your house, so that upon entering or departing, they remind you to live by my mitzvot, in order that you may reflect on God's holiness through your life. The Eternal One led you out of Egypt to be your God. The Eternal One alone is your God. Mi chamocha is the Torah's expression of joy about our life's journeys. Every one of life's passages can bring us growth of mind and soul. We join in song on the bottom of page 24.
Mi chamocha ba'eli madonai.
Ashkivenu, our prayer of nighttime protection, is on the top of page 26.
Ashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu Lishalom V'hamidenu Malkeinu Lechaim. Ashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu Lishalom V'hamidenu Malkeinu Lechaim.
The Hebrew word ot means a sign, something we can see and use and hold to remind us that we are in a relationship with a loving God. So it's interesting that a day, Shabbat, is called an ot. We cannot see or hold a day, but we can fill it with positive spirit, with prayer, with community, with song and reading and reflection, all signs that remind us of the beauty and the holiness of Jewish life. We sing this teaching from the Torah as we join in Vashamru, page 27.
Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. La'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam. Berit olam b'ni u'vein b'nei Yisrael oti. Sheshet yamim asa Adonai et hashamayim v'et haaretz uvayom hashvi'i shavat shavat vayinafash shavat shavat Shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam berit olam b'ni u'vein b'nei Yisrael oti oti.
Please rise for the tefillah, page 29.
Adonai sifatai tivtach ufi agitai hilatecha eternal.
Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibur v'hanora, El Elyon, Gomel chasadim tovim, v'konei ha'kol, V'zocher chastei avot v'imahot, u'mevi geula livnei v'nehem, lema'an shemo b'yahava, melech ozer moshiach magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah, ata gibor la'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, Mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, somech noflim v'rofe cholim, umatir asurim, umekayem emunato lishene afar, mi chamocha baal givurot, umi domelach, melech meimid umechaye, umatzmiach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lahachayot takol, baruch ata Adonai, Mechaye HaKol.
Bottom of page 31. The Eternal spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the whole Israelite community and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melochol Haaretz Kvodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Please be seated. Middle of page 34. We thank you, Adonai, for giving us the covenant of Shabbat, which we renew with you weekly. Challenges of life and work often make us weary. Shabbat helps us rejuvenate, reflect, and connect with our spirituality. We are grateful to have this temple community to celebrate the holiness of Shabbat. Our prayer for peace. Sim Shalom, page 40.
Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha. Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha. Chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Sim shalom tova uvracha, sim shalom tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim, aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael amecha, sim shalom, aleinu. Shalom tova uvracha, sim shalom tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim, sim shalom tova uvracha, sim shalom tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim.
We continue as we turn our thoughts and our prayers to loved ones and community members who are healing, who are ill, who are recovering from surgery. These prayers mean so much to them and means so much to this TBS community. We know how much power our prayer for healing can have. Page 45, Misha Berach.
Misha Berach, Avotenu, Mekor Habracha, find the courage to make our lives a blessing and let us sing Amen. Misha Berach Imotenu Mekor Habracha those in need of healing with refuah shlema, the renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say Amen.
We bless the new Jewish month of Tammuz this evening, the month of journey. Moses sent out 12 scouts to explore and learn about the land of Israel during this month. Even though all 12 scouts took the same journey, 10 of them returned with negative reports and 2 with positive energy and excitement. Whatever trips or journeys the month of Tammuz has in store for you, may you see and remember the joys much more than the aggravations. Our blessing for the new month of Tammuz is on page 50. According to our calendar, the new month of Tammuz begins tonight. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace, a life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service, a life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say, Amen. We continue silently.
Yehud liratzon imrefi vegyon libi lefanecha. Yehud liratzon imrefi vegyon libi lefanecha. To be
Thank you, Rachel, for flying solo tonight so beautifully. We love you, but it does seem like something is like your other half is. Muhammad is given credit with first calling the Jews the people of the book. We have proudly carried this title and honor for millennia. When the printing press was invented, we were the first to start publishing books so that more Jews could have access to Talmuds and commentaries and great ideas and scholarship. As American Jews, we have published more Jewish books since the birth of our nation 241 years ago than we had in all the previous centuries combined. American Jews created a Jewish book month, an entire month dedicated to books each fall. We focus so much of our lives and time on one particular book, the Torah, and our being able to read it as young people in the original Hebrew. But we have to ask ourselves, if this long-held title, People of the Book, is still valid in 2017, are Jews still the literate people we have always been known to be? And for those Jews who still love reading, will the Jewish book and library survive another generation in the day and age of e-readers and Google searches? For me, to be a Jew has always been synonymous with treasuring books, buying books, publishing books, and making sure that books are well cared for in libraries and homes. I have a few books at home. The most important aspect of a book is not how it looks, but how many people have access to it and how many people read it. There is even a mitzvah in Judaism, a Jewish value, called Pidyon Svarim, the redemption of books, which is the mitzvah of saving books from ruin or destruction. I have been a lifelong donor to the National Yiddish Book Center in Massachusetts, which has spent decades collecting and preserving our people's Yiddish history through books and papers. In the beginning of the 12th century, Ibn Ezra, a Jewish rabbinic commentator and great scholar, said the following: a book is the most delightful companion, an inanimate thing, yet it talks. There is in the world no friend more faithful and attentive, no teacher more proficient. It will join you in solitude, keep you company, accompany you in exile, serve as a candle in the dark, and entertain you in your loneliness. It will do you good, and it will ask no favor in return. In Bar Bat Mitzvah class, I teach my students that the prayer book is their best friend. Excellent. Thank you, Harry. I remember learning to kiss my prayer book every time I closed it or dropped it as a child. How many of you did that when you were growing up? Right? Kiss the prayer book. Why kiss a prayer book? Because it is so precious that that particular book is considered like a human being. And when it wears out, it must be buried. Other Jewish books, important ones, also must be buried, which is why we have a Geniza in the backyard and one at King David Cemetery. I really have trouble when people want to get rid of old Jewish books. I feel like this adoptive mother. Oh, don't get rid of them. I'll take it. And Gary goes, oh, another book. Books, Jewish books. We need to see them. We need to touch them. We need to show them to our children, and we need to read them ourselves. On Monday, sometimes I spend the day with my books. That's how I love to spend my day off. And people had asked me some questions that I hadn't had time to answer. So I tried to use some internet searches to see just what was out there. And I will tell you that the resources were pathetic. First of all, resources that purported to be Jewish were Jews for Jesus websites, other websites that had nothing to do with Judaism and had no knowledge. I spent a half hour trying to answer one question, and I asked the question to Google search a million different ways, and this answer was not available. So that made me feel good because it means people still need rabbis. So then I went walking into our main library, and I just meandered around the room, pulled old books off the shelves, and there in the most unexpected sources, so simply, clearly, and brilliantly were the answers to my questions. That is the Jewish way. The 13th century rabbi Ibn Tibbon, from a family, if you look him up on Wikipedia, they're all Ibn Tibbons. And so you kind of have to know what year is your Ibn Tibbon. So the 13th century Ibn Tibbon wrote, "My son, make books your companions. Your bookcases and your bookshelves shall be your garden and your paradise." I love spending time walking through my garden of books. Books should be the best entertainment for a learned Jew, open up our world and our minds, especially in the mindless world of endless television, internet, and video games. Not that I don't do the television part. I'm not very good with the video games. So it is painful for me to see how many young people today consider reading a chore. What can we do to get this generation of readers reading again? For Jews, the book is the heart of our knowledge and learning. I have known Jews in history and in real life who have sacrificed food and other needs just to buy a book. Gary will tell you that I am dangerous in a bookstore, and I have become even more dangerous on Amazon Smile. I take real books with me on vacation, which meant that when we went away in February, I had to balance our luggage, not because I had too many clothes, but because I took 15 books. Real heavy books. He's learned after 41 years not to say anything. I counted. I have 57 books next to my bed waiting to be read. I had to add a table. And that's not including the Torah and the Torah commentary, which is there all the time because you never know when you need a little bit of Torah. And I am reading 3 books simultaneously right now. In the 13th century, in a book called Sefer Chassidim, we read, "If a drop of ink fell at the same time on your book and on your coat, clean the book first and then your garment. If you drop gold and books, first pick up the books and then the gold. If a man in dire circumstances must sell his property, he should first dispose of his jewelry, his house, and his estate, and only when no other alternative is left should he dispose of his library. So we have a room in our temple dedicated to books that we call a library. And I pray that we never rid it of old books and encyclopedias and the like. The book is so much more reliable and accurate than the questionable material on the internet. But more than that, a book never needs electricity, charging, and books beckon the reader, scanning the shelves in a way no electronic media or library can. A real library is an invitation to exploration of things you didn't know you wanted to explore. Just as a real card catalog in the olden days used to make me research tangents I never knew I needed to take. Frank remembers the card catalog. See, Mike, you thought I was going to say you. Mike remembers the card catalog, too. This week, I went into our temple library twice with my conversion students to explore possible resources. It is impossible to do that in the same way with electronic books. Something will be tragically lost if congregations ever give up their libraries. How amazing is it to walk into a room and scan the shelves and look at the person next to you and say, "I think you'd like this one." You're matching a soul with the soul of a book. A library should be a place where ideas are nurtured and respected for their content and diversity. A library should be a special place, special for each book, each treasure on its shelves, and special for those who visit to open their minds and hearts. I looked at my dedication sermon when we dedicated our library, and there's a whole paragraph on not eating or drinking in the library. My friend, Rabbi Ibn Tibbon, speaks to us from the early Middle Ages. Take particular care of your books. Cover your shelves with a fine covering. Guard against damp and mice. Write a complete catalog of your books and examine them. When you lend a book, make a memorandum, and when it is returned, cancel it. Each Passover and Sukkot, call in all your books that are on loan. Which reminds me, if I have loaned you a book, it would be nice if you would think about returning it before next June. I received some books that someone left with Ellen that I loaned out 10 years ago. I have not been very good about keeping records. I just trusted people, and that trust has not always led to the swift return of my books over the years. If you currently borrowed a book in the last 6 months, don't feel pressured. But if you borrowed a book in the last 6 years, consider that a nudge. Go home and look at your books. And if you have children or grandchildren, look in their book bags now that school is over. Have you been treating your books like treasures, like gold? Are religious school books well cared for and given a good home once the school year is out? Is the family Bible in a special place? Do you have a family Bible? Do you know that sometimes people call and say, my kid, we have 3 Torah commentaries because we have 3 kids. Can we give 2 of them to the temple? Well, those 3 kids are going to go off and live on their own. And they might want to have a Torah in the house. So I always tell Ellen, tell them to keep those books. A part of me is most encouraged as I see how important books are to my grandchildren. There is nothing that could replace cuddling in bed or in a big chair with a real book with a young child. And some of those books are just wonderful, and others are just hysterically funny. My granddaughter Miriam is now reading President Taft Got Stuck in the Bath. I mean, it's a hysterical book. So, really, just look at the book because it's so much fun. I bought it for a number of friends. And now Miriam will say self, and that means you don't have to read to me or turn the pages. I can do it all by myself. And she knows which books she wants to read. And that's why Gary and I support PJ Library, because we want families to know and experience the joy and power of the Jewish book that starts with the youngest child. The challenge is keeping that joy and experience alive as those children will get older in a world ever professing to become paperless. If you haven't cuddled reading a book to a child lately, borrow someone's. And you'll be reminded how precious books are. Can we be Jewish if there are no piles of books next to our beds, on our desks waiting to be read, lining our walls? Truthfully, I don't think so. I have never been able to purchase a home without a library and bookshelves. To be a Jew is to be a lifelong learner and reader, and to be the people of the book, we must also support those who write the books and publish them. I remember as a young rabbi saying to Gary, we need to have a book budget because without a library, I will be inauthentic. I buy books now as much to read them as I do to support the authors who write them and the publishers who have the courage to produce them. We are Am HaSefer, the people of the book, if and only if we continue to read books, revere libraries, and encourage writers and scholars to produce new literature, even as we preserve the old. David Ben-Gurion said, "We have preserved the book, and the book has preserved us." May we continue that sacred tradition here at Temple B'nai Shalom for decades to come. I don't know about you, but I need to be surrounded by books. They soothe me. And as I go off on this next mini sabbatical tomorrow, I plan on spending the good portion of the next 7 weeks reading. Someone I respect suggested that I offer you a summer reading list along with this sermon. So it is available in your service folder. I just went around my house and pulled some books. I pulled a Rabbi Rappaport, I said, what is your favorite book? So, because that's such a Rabbi Rappaport thing to do. So not only am I offering you a few suggestions and a whole variety of genres, but if you read a great book this summer, put it up on the wall. Send it in to us so that we can let other people know. And maybe we'll have a book exchange in the fall, like during Jewish Book Month. We won't sell books, we'll share books. I might let go of a few of mine. So there are a great number of books in our temple library. And when I walk in there, they cry. They say to me, Rabbi Perlin, no one is visiting me. No one is taking me out. So here's my invitation to you. The library will be open after Oneg tonight. Feel free to go in and take one out. I think you just signed the register. There's a notebook. Okay, there's a notebook. Just sign the notebook and take the book home, and you can have it for the whole summer. It would be fantastic, and the books would stop crying if at least 20 or 30 of you took a book home from our library. We are only the people of the book when each one of us takes it upon ourselves to be a reader, collector, and preserver of books. My prayer and hope is that you join me in being that kind of person. Shabbat Shalom.
Susharim Rashechem Usu Pirchei Olam Vayava Melech HaKavod Mihu Ze Melech HaKavod Adonai Tzivaot Adonai Tzivaot U Melech HaKavod Tzela Yai Lai 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 Yai Lai 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 Yai Lai 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 Yai Lai 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 Havu Godel Eloheinu Uteh Torah, Baruch Shenatan Torah Le'amo, Yisrael B'kdushato, Beit Yaakov Lechu V'nelcha, Be'or Adonai, Be'or Adonai, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai, Adonai Echad, Yai Lai 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 Yai Lai 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 Yai Lai 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 Lai.
We rise for Aleinu on page 53. Page 58. We read together. Find comfort in the meaning of beginning, the miracle of birth, the blessing of creation. Find comfort in the familiar smells, the images and photos, the memory of a voice. Find comfort in the steadfast rituals, the uplifting prayers, the joyous songs. Find comfort in the gift of freedom, the light of knowledge, the laws of Moses. Mourner of Israel, find comfort in the promise of tomorrow, the company of friendship, the coming redemption. At this time in our service, we remember with deep love and affection our beloved members who have died this year. Don Drasnin, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, and Carol Lewis. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days for our members and all the victims of violence here and around the world. Sue Ann Bangel, mother of Billy Eisner, Mary Hirsch, mother of Steve Hirsch, Mike Eggerer, friend of Rebecca Copeland, Steve Crow, friend of the Courtney and Clark families, Holly Jo Johnston, friend of Monique Maldonado, Ruth Margulies, mother of Marcia Alter, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom, Ben Cohen, brother of Julie Dixon, Gabrielle Marjorie Rigaud, friend of Lynn Richmond. Jonathan Sonkin, cousin of Gail and Julian Hart. Simi Hirschman, cousin of Davita Solomon. Pam Hickenbotham, friend of Robin Fernandez. And we mourn Nabra Hassanen, friend of the world and our community, and Otto Wormbier, friend of Blair Jeanette. Otto went to Israel and was Blair's roommate on Birthright. We mourn the yahrzeit of our beloved member, Chaim Borenstein, father of Gaul, and we remember the yearly anniversary of death this week, Milton Drillick, Ann Fackstein, Betty Friedman, Randy Gould, Mary Green, Bob Doughty, Joan Lieblang. Esther Posner, Sam Brightstein, Rosemarie Dwar, Sue Fagenson, Harry Gilbert, Benjamin Littman, Dr. Paxton Marshall, Adolph Noble, Sam Schulman, Ethel Spiner, Philip Heyman, Esther Blum, Alan Brush, Dr. Janet Haddah, Bernard Heiliser, Pearl Poritz, Aunt Pearl, Ducia Schwartz, Elaine Abelson, Morris Gelfand, Albert Kronheim, Edwin Rakeless, Betty Shames, Maurice Victor, Natalie Lax, George Victor, Jonathan Lynch, and Gloria Lynch. Zichronam livracha. May all of their memories and the memories of your loved ones be a blessing to us as we rise for the Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal v'yikadash shnei rabba v'yalma divra v'yurtei v'yam lich machutei. V'chayachon v'yamechon chayei d'chol beit Yisrael v'agalah v'zman kariv v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabba mevorach li'olam omei omaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit ramam v'yit naseh. Yit hadar v'yit alev v'yit halal shmei d'kutsha v'rifu. Le'ela amin kol birchata v'shirata. Tushbechata v'nechemata. Da'amiran v'yoma v'imru amein. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amein. Oseh shalom b'mramav, hu ya'aseh shalom. Alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amein. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru amein. From the moment where we have the privilege of remembering in a sacred way those we have loved and lost. And now we move to the privilege that God has given us, that God doesn't consecrate the Sabbath, we do, as I invite up all those who have June anniversaries and birthdays. The Cleveland Hirshes are married for 11 years. The Jensers are having their bar mitzvah. The Panzers are married for 43 years. Simon Tovu, Mazel Tov. Wow. Kramers, are you birthdays?
Anniversary.
Anniversary. 44. Wow. Well, since you're moving and I'm sad, come up, you'll hold the cup. I mean, we are just, everybody, just let them know how much. You are all, you have to visit regularly.
Oh, we will.
Okay, I know there's an in-law suite, but you can stay with any of us because we're going to miss you terribly. Let's see, the Kleins have an anniversary, 31. Wow, that was good, Rabbi. Not very good, an old Rabbi. Anybody else have an anniversary? You have an anniversary. Right. How many? 47.
I'm missing a spouse, too.
Yes, but they're 33. Wow, that's amazing. And those of you who have birthdays, you look fabulous. Just because you pray, you look absolutely fabulous. I hope and pray that this celebration month is a month that you are reminded how much you love, you are loved, and that love surrounds you in your life, and that God is good to you. And that you hug enough people and they hug you. Oh, look how sweet he is. I love him. So it is my pleasure to bless you now in this celebratory month. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine in your faces, guiding and sustaining you. May God always be with you and give you a lifetime of love and peace. And we say, Amen. There will be gifts for you after we say Kiddush and Motzi. Okay, so you'll get to hold the cup then.
Okay.
All right. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher to everyone. There's challah for everyone and gifts for everyone. So we'll start the challah at each end, but you come first, and then you can share with that youngster, Chester Panza. All right, and we have gifts for everyone. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together.
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Sherrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you to Rabbi Perlin and Rabbi Rappaport for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Rachel, for leading us with your beautiful voice and music. Many wonderful things happening at TBS over the next month. Please join us next Friday when we will be thanking our volunteers here at TBS. If you have volunteered during the past year, please join us so we can express our appreciation for you. Please see the weekly email and TBS calendar to learn how many activities are happening, and virtually one every day here at, all year at TBS. Please bring food for LCAC. Summer is one of the most difficult times for LCAC to keep their shelves full. I asked our member who does so much wonderful work there, Pam Duttelbach, what are some of the specific needs right now at LCAC, and she said they need canned green vegetables, individual snacks like granola bars or Pop-Tarts, and canned fruit. So I already saw a lot of food being brought in tonight, but those are some specific needs if you're going to be coming to TBS or LCAC over the next week. Please fill up our collection box so we can fill their shelves and help people in the community. If you are new to TBS or have any questions, I think there might be some questions, or would like more information, members of our board or membership committee would love to speak with you. Once again this evening, the membership committee, again through caution in the wind, and has designated me as the membership representative. So, So please come see me at ONAG. Love to say good Shabbos and answer any questions you may have. Wishing you all a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We are closing with Adon Olam, page 63.
Adon Olam, Hashem Alach, Terem Kol, Yetzir Nivra, Yet Nasa, Vechef Tzoko, Azai Melech, Azai Melech, Shemo Nikra. Yachare kichlot hakol, livado yimlok nora, v'hu haya v'hu hove, v'hu yiyye v'tifara. Don olam asher malach b'terem kol yitzir nivra, liyet nasa v'chef tzakol, zay melech shemo nikra. Yachare kichlot hakol, livado yimlok nora, v'hu haya v'hu hove, v'tifara, v'hu haya v'hu hove, v'tifara. Who I have, 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 who I have
Adonai li, Adonai li, Elohi ra. Adonai olam asher malach v'terem kol yitzini ra li et nasa v'chef sokol azayim alech shimoni kravi acharek hiklod hakol liv adoyim lok nara v'hu ayav v'hu avev v'hu yev v'tifar. Adonai olam asher malach v'terem kol yitzini ra li et nasa v'chef sokol azayim alech shimoni kravi acharek hiklod hakol liv adoyim lok nara v'hu ayav v'hu avev v'tifar v'tifara. Don't allow me share my lock, but tear him, call you tin, if Riley ain't not have a hefts of coal. Betty Farah.
A bonus chorus. Please rise. May our people's traditional desire for knowledge, wisdom, and growth fill us on this Shabbat and in the week ahead. May we experience the joy and excitement that comes from learning something new, reading a passage that sparks our thoughts and our imaginations. Ya'er Adonai Panav Elecha. May God's gift of learning shine a light on your life, bringing you joy and fulfillment. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.